It's time for the Baseball Insider. Our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill. And if you asked me a month or two ago if we'd be talking with the Red Sox in the American League Championship Series, I would have told you, you were crazy.
ALCS Andy. Now, Andy, the team leaves today for Houston, and they will be announcing, I believe, today their starting pitcher for Friday night's opener in Houston. What are your thoughts?
Well, if I was to put my last penny on that bet, Bill, I would say that Nathan Eovaldi is going to get the start in Game 1 of the ALCS, of course, as you mentioned, tomorrow night in Houston. First pitch will be at 8:07. I think that's the route the Red Sox are going to go. I won't be surprised if Chris Sale, he is going to be kind of held off to possibly Game 3 back at Fenway on Monday night.
Interesting. See, I think I have it the other. When did Sale pitch last, Andy? Because he could go tonight, right? Couldn't Sale go Friday night?
He pitched last Friday. I mean, he definitely could go Game 1, Game 2. I'm just trying to think of the atmosphere pitching in Houston with the short left field stands they have, which obviously, Fenway's got a short left field as well. But I just think the home atmosphere, having the adrenaline rush of the crowd at Fenway behind him on Monday, might bode a little better for him, considering that he really hasn't been that effective his last few times out. But again, what do I know? Alex Cora knows what he's doing, at least people say he thinks he does, and he will have that answer for us soon enough.
All right, Andy, let's go to the recap, if you will, and then we can always come back and circle back and talk more about this other stuff. But where do you want to begin and the review of the week?
Well, we'll start things off last Friday. After the last time we spoke, it was Game 2 of the ALDS as the Red Sox pounded the Rays 14-6 in St. Petersburg. Red Sox hitting a franchise record 5 home runs in a postseason game. Kike Hernandez had a career-high 5 hits. He had a home run, 3 doubles in that game. But again, that was Chris Sale getting the Red Sox off to a bad start in that game. He was bombed for 5 runs in the first inning. Tanner Houck did come in, pick up the win. He went 5 innings, gave up just 1 run. So then the series shifted to Fenway on Sunday for Game 3. It was a 13-inning marathon, 5 hours, 14 minutes. The Rays fall to the Red Sox 6-4. Christian Vasquez, a walk-off 2-run homer in the bottom of the 13th. Kyle Schwarber, Kike Hernandez also went deep. Nick Pivetta, the hero of this one, he pitched 4 scoreless innings of relief, striking out 7 to get the win. And then that turned into Monday night, Game 4 of the ALDS at Fenway. The Red Sox, again, a walk-off, win 6-5 over the Rays as Kike Hernandez hit a sac fly in the bottom of the ninth. Rafael Devers hit a 3-run homer in this one. Eduardo Rodriguez came back to have a solid start after a rough outing against the Rays back in Game 1. He went 5 innings, giving up 2 runs, striking out 6. And Garrett Whitlock pitched the final 2 innings of the series clincher with 2 innings of relief.
Mm-hmm. You have a note on extra motivation the Red Sox might have had coming back to Boston?
Speaking out of the Red Sox camp, is the Red Sox took issue with the Rays' decision to order champagne despite the Red Sox winning Game 2. Some members of the team felt disrespected by that, added a little fuel to the fire, and the team also took exception to the Rays eating popcorn in the dugout during their winning Game 1. So a little popcorn and champagne did not do the trick for the Rays in that series, and that gave the Red Sox a little boot in the butt, and off they went, and they took the series. And, of course, that brings us to Houston starting tomorrow night.
You know, every team must feel a jinx because they all order the champagne no matter what. You know what I'm thinking? You know, they have to. That's part of the deal. But the popcorn struck me as weird. But, you know, I thought the best moment in the series was Kyle Schwarber when he had that underhand toss to the first baseman covering first base. He threw it over the pitcher's head. And then later in the game, he successfully did the underhand toss to the pitcher and raised his arms like a champion. You'd have to see it and understand it, but it was a funny moment. I couldn't believe I was watching that, you know?
Yeah, that was definitely a great moment, and I just think that that just solidifies Kyle Schwarber in Red Sox Nation with a move like that. I hope the Red Sox re-sign him going forward. He's a free agent at the end of the season. I think he's a perfect fit for the team with his ability to get on base. Obviously, he can pepper the left field wall with that left-handed swing of his, and seems like an overall good guy and can make fun of himself. And that was quite a moment at Fenway back on Sunday night.
It was. I could not believe I saw it. That was great. All right, now is the series. So Game 1, obviously, Friday night, as you have mentioned. And are they all night games?
The games are all listed as TBA as of right now, other than Friday.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see how the other series shape out. But game two will be Saturday in Houston, and the series shifts to Fenway for games Monday, Tuesday, and if necessary, on Wednesday for games 3, 4, and 5, and back in Houston for the final two if it goes the full 7. So that's the exact start times for games 2 through 7. We'll have to see how things play out. But my guess is you'll see Red Sox in Houston playing night games throughout the series, but I could be wrong, but that's just my guess.
Yeah, prime time. I wouldn't be surprised. Would make sense. All right, Andy, speaking of, we always speak every week about the Nesson Classic game of the day. So what is up today with Nesson Classics?
Well, on Nesson Plus Day, first pitch is at 3 o'clock, a game for September the 17th of 2004. Sox score twice in the top of the ninth to beat the Yankees 3-2 in New York. So set your DVR. You don't want to miss it.
we've won. We beat the Yankees this year. Who cares about 2004? Yeah, there you go. All right, what else do we have for Major League Baseball news? What do you have to share with us?
Well, since we last spoke, the NLDS and the other ALDS series were going along, and we'll recap what happened. Game 1 of the ALDS, the Astros beat the White Sox 6-1. On Friday, Game 2, so the Astros take care of the White Sox 9-4. Game 1 of the NLDS were played last Friday night. The Brewers beat the Braves 2-1. Giants blanked the Dodgers 4-0. Then on Saturday, Games 2 of the NLDS saw the Braves blank the Brewers 3-0. Giants lose to the Dodgers 9-2. Then on Sunday was Game 3 of the ALDS as the White Sox come back to make a series out of it, doubling up the Astros 12-6. And Monday it was the National League Division Series taking center stage once again, with the Giants shutting out the Dodgers 1-0 and the Braves blanking the Brewers 3-0. On Tuesday, Game 4 of the ALDS, the Astros punched their ticket to the ALCS, beating the White Sox 10-1, taking that series 3-1. Game 4 of the NLDS, the Braves advance to the NLCS with a 5-4 win over the Brewers, winning that series as well 3-1. But tonight there'll be a game to watch because the Dodgers forced a Game 5 on Tuesday night when they beat the Giants 7-4. And so Game 5 will be in San Francisco tonight, first pitch at 9:07. So the winner of that game, of course, will go on to play the Braves in Game 1 of the NLCS on Saturday night.
You know, as you look back at that last series, Andy, with the Red Sox and the Rays, Kiki Hernandez, what a run. He had he was at 1.8 for 8 in the series.
Yeah, he has definitely been a postseason hero for the Red Sox so far. And again, with that 8 for 8, he's had a few home runs. He's playing great defense. He had some postseason moments playing for the Dodgers as well, so he's not afraid of the bright lights of the postseason, which is key for any player to have. They're going to contribute to a team going deep in the playoffs.
As far as a direct opposite of Kyle Schwarber's first toss to first base with the pitcher covering, there were some fantastic defensive plays by both sides in that series.
Oh, there definitely were, no question about it. In fact, Rays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier made a bunch of plays against the Red Sox between diving catches, throwing out runners at the bases and that type of thing. And, Hunter Renfro made a couple gold glove plays in right field once again for the Red Sox. So it was a great series played on both sides, with the obviously the Red Sox coming out on top, but they were very entertaining games, no doubt about it, from games 2 through 4.
You got it. Andy, anything else to share with us about either the Red Sox trip to Houston that they will be taking off today, Thursday, for the Friday game, or anything else about MLB?
Well, with the Red Sox and Astros, those teams know each other quite well, obviously. It's the third time in 5 years they're meeting in the playoffs. It's going to be a tough test for the Red Sox against this Houston team, as it has been the previous two times they met in the playoffs. So, I didn't think the Sox were going to get by the Rays, so anything can happen, as they say, and hopefully the Red Sox can make a series out of it and take us to the next step. But, even if the Red Sox drop the ALCS to the Astros, I still say you have to say overall it was a productive season for the Red Sox. No one expected them, obviously, after last year's campaign to get this deep into the playoffs. And, as for the NLCS, we'll just have to wait and see who the Braves will be playing. We'll kind of determine which route that series will go. But I personally would like to see the Dodgers knocked out tonight. I'd like to see a Giants and Braves NLCS. And whoever wins that, I'll be perfectly fine with. Don't have a favorite in that one. Just always looking for a full 7 games in these playoff series just to keep the season extended.
All right. Well, I think I'd rather see the Dodgers win myself. I don't know why, but I think I would. But
I don't want to see Mookie anymore. I'm done. I don't need to see Mookie celebrating or getting any more rings or anything like that. I I am scorned. But I can't see it. I don't want to see it. David Price, I don't want to see him get any more hardware. None of that.
Well, you might have swayed me on that one. All right. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.